Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
Hello, Allura.
Hello, Matt. Here I am, live in the studio, and I get here, and there's someone new at the table.
There is. You've been replaced.
I better not have been replaced.
Amanda Ferraro.
Hey.
Joining live in studio.
I love it. Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
And why are you here?
I'm here because cancer is an asshole.
Yes, it is, which is your blog. And for the listeners listening to this, in case you missed it, Amanda was on Out of Patience this past Tuesday.
All I know is Amanda's here.
I'm so special.
Amanda has a blog called Cancer is an Asshole. And let me just tell you, anyone that names their blog that is an immediate friend of mine.
You guys had a sweet bond before we started taping.
Yes, I totally loved it.
Yeah.
She greeted me. I felt warm and welcome.
We don't have a green room here at Offscript Health.
You are the green room.
I'm the walking green room.
Yes, you are.
Yes, it's like I'm a person and I should wear green just for that reason. And it's like I'm a walking Keurig and I
and a walking Uncrustable and a walking Swiffer.
Absolutely. I've been in a lot of green rooms and
I saw you found Uncrustables.
They're back. Yes. I don't know what happened. And it's so funny.
It's us. It's the show. We brought them back.
I think it is. So I bought a giant box of 24 Uncrustables, and then my husband was food shopping for his annual trip food shopping.
Because he goes once a year.
He goes once a year. And he saw the giant box of Uncrustables, and he just bought it. Like, it was like his impulse purchase.
Is this like the Costco-sized box for like the apocalypse?
100%. Okay. So now we have like 1,000 Uncrustables in my refrigerator.
Do you know about this, Amanda? The running joke here on the show about the Uncrustables? It's Allura's worst supply chain challenge of life.
Worst supply chain challenge ever. And now I keep trying to give my daughter like 3 Uncrustables a day so that we can make room for the Thanksgiving food in my refrigerator.
Fantastic.
She's like, Mom, there's only so many Uncrustables I can eat. I'm like, eat them. Do you know how rare they are? Do you know how lucky you are to have Uncrustables?
My God. We really, what is that, Smuckers?
Smuckers.
We got to get them as a sponsor. That's probably Procter & Gamble.
Right? Like, I can only imagine.
If you're listening and you work for Smuckers, please contact us, please. We want Smuckers as a sponsor.
What is their... good. That's not Smuckers.
No, that's Campbell's soup.
But it's something about good. If it's not Smuckers, it's good. Something about good.
It's Goober Grape.
No.
If you work for Goober Grape, leave us alone. We're Smuckers only here. Palaner. I'll take Palaner Alford. They're good too.
Palaner? Oh, no. I just don't like saying Palaner. I'm sure their stuff is fine. Name.
Ew, I'm getting got some Palaner on me. I need some ointment for my Palaner.
Ew, yeah. Like, I just, it's like, bleh.
Well, anyway, this is our Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
I'm thankful that at least half the country agrees with science. What are you thankful for, Amanda?
I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for my stem cell donor. I'm thankful to be coming up on 3 years. No evidence of disease.
We like that.
And I'm thankful to be here on your show.
Fantastic. And
how am I supposed to follow that? This one's over here thankful to be alive. What am I supposed to be thankful for?
Uncrustables?
Uncrustables? Yes. I sound like a dick now.
The competition is over.
I win.
Ring the bell. TKO by Amanda Ferraro.
All right. For the rest of this podcast, I'm going to be inspired by Amanda and be thankful for my life and recenter and all of the things, caring about what's most important, all of that.
And still hating everyone.
Also still hating everyone.
Yes.
But mostly I have to tell you, I'm so thankful that my passion for being with my friends has now become my career.
Yes.
I mean, that is like serious business. People hate their jobs. Like, I'm so thankful that I don't have a job that I hate. I love my job.
Well, Arnold Palmer, the golfer.
Not the drink.
Not the drink. Had a quote that my dad always used, which is, find a job you love and never work again.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Thankfulness all around.
So what are your Thanksgiving plans, Amanda? And are you expecting to lose any family or friends?
Maybe a few friends. I'm staying home.
Okay.
Staying home. My fiance's mom is going to be cooking. She's an amazing cook. And I'm going to be eating and maybe, you know, gaining some weight.
And your kid?
My kid will be home with me and, bouncing off the wall.
Do they eat food?
He eats a lot of food. Yeah, he'll have turkey and ham and...
Oh, really?
Can we swap kids?
Sure.
Okay, because my kids don't eat food.
No. My son will eat all the wonderful food I cook. My daughter will definitely eat it across the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just to bring it back.
Your daughter and my son eat like the college diet,
yes.
Like from like 3-year-old college diet.
My daughter will definitely be eating
pizza,
Nutella.
Uncrustables,
yeah.
You know, uh-huh. Chicken tenders, the bar menu.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm having like family over to my house because I'm always the host. I handle every single holiday.
You can't
I do all the cooking.
Not be the host.
No, because I'm a control freak.
Yes.
So I have to like do everything. And I'm like, don't even bring anything.
Yeah.
You could bring, I tell people, bring like silverware. I'm not interested in what you're going to bring.
Party hats.
It's not going to be good. So.
Yeah, but you know your family. You can control the narrative in a sense with the family with an asterisk.
Yes. I mean, I actually really love Thanksgiving because I love to cook. My kids always cook with me, and that's like particularly fun. And I don't need to run out and buy presents for everybody because it's not really a present holiday. So it just, I love anything that's about food. And I know some people have the football thing. Like, we don't have that.
Is that a game?
Yeah. Like, okay. We don't do that. So, I mean, nothing wrong with anybody who does do it, but like,
I'm a football fan.
Like,
a man
I'm
will
not,
be watching football.
Will yes. You? Yeah. I
will be, however, on, for those who don't know, I am a brand rep on QVC selling NFL merchandise.
Not just NFL onesies for women.
And all other kinds of pajamas and loungewear and stuff.
And she's awesome at it. And you're the number one seller.
I mean, I don't know what I am, but what I know is that I don't know anything about football, but I do know about comfortable loungewear.
Yes.
So I very much enjoy sharing my love of like soft waistbands with the world. And that's what I'll be doing on Black
with
Friday.
With the Brooklyn Falcons and the Atlanta Jets.
Exactly. I've gotten so good at learning the team names.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's been like a work in progress for the past 3 years.
Very nice.
So when I hear people saying that they're going to watch football on Thanksgiving, I'm always like, ooh, maybe you'll buy my pajamas.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
The secret allure no one knew.
It's so strange.
Well, my parents are in South Carolina now, so I will not be seeing them for Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving without my parents.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah.
Kind of sad. But, you know, I'm happy for them. They'll be with my brother and my niece and nephew and my sister-in-law.
That'll be nice.
So there's some family going on in there where my in-laws are coming over or we're going to my in-laws. My wife is in charge of that stuff.
You don't even know where you're going. You don't even know if you're hosting Thanksgiving.
Once I leave my job, I have a boss.
I
just do what I need to do. I'm the dad. I'm the husband. I'll clean things up and just point me in the right direction.
I like that attitude.
But this weekend's very special for Jews because it's also the first night of Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that.
Jewish holidays fall on the lunar calendar, which is like, you know, 3.5 days different every year.
Yes.
So
just to keep you on your toes.
You never know.
Right.
It's like a crapshoot every year.
We're like, we're not going to let you get away with just knowing that it's the end of November. Sometimes Hanukkah is going to be November. Sometimes it's going to be in December. Who knows? Maybe
right.
Sometime it'll be
so
in July.
So it's called Thanksgivica, which is when it lands at the end of November, it's Thanksgivica.
That's right.
And
so you have to give the socks and all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's all just the socks.
Just the socks.
Yeah. Maybe some dreidels.
Yeah. Dreidel.
Possibly. Hamantashen is Purim. So
you know,
definitely, yeah.
So I'm preparing for a holiday concert that I play in every year. And, you know, there's about the dearth of Hanukkah music.
Oh, God.
But we play.
Dreidel.
We play the most amazing mashup called the Hanukkah Habanera. And it is a mashup of the Habanera from Carmen and the dreidel song. It's the best thing you've ever heard.
Well done.
I'm gonna bring you a clip.
I'm kvelling with nachas.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
That means I'm bursting with pride.
Okay, good.
Because someone decided to make our really boring minor key bullshit sound interesting.
Exactly. But I have a question.
Find me a major key Jewish song, please. Anyone?
I know, really?
Yeah.
Like, Your people have been through enough. They could do some good news.
We get up tempo, please. Up tempo.
For God's sakes. They were like, you know what? You have all of Hollywood. That's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, I have a question though.
Yes.
Because this is serious business. So have you guys noticed that this year the stores have changed their Black Friday and Thanksgiving shopping policies?
Yes.
Only took 30 years.
Right. It only took a fucking global pandemic.
Yeah.
So last year the stores, I think, weren't open at all, right? Everything was a mess because we were still on lockdown. So now, you know, you can shop normally and the stores could be open whatever time they want, but most of them are not open on Thanksgiving.
We have a big list here. The major ones are just not opening, and thank you for not opening on Thanksgiving.
Well, shock of shocks, the Bass Pro Shops are open on Thanksgiving.
Well,
because fuck them altogether.
Yeah.
And
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby is open too, right? I'm sure like the gun shops are open, but and Big Lots is open.
Okay.
But all of your like major Costco, Kohl's, Target, Best Buy, Macy's, GameStop, JCPenney, Sam's Club, Home Depot, Ulta, like really a lot of stores here that I would shop in, they're all closed on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Which, so this year is the first year ever that I am the mom of a teenager who works at a store. And like I would have died if somebody asked my son to come in to work on Thanksgiving.
Yes, terrible.
It would have really upset me because I just think that that's so wrong. Like, it's a holiday, spend time with your family. There's no reason people need to be shopping.
Right.
And
they're going to buy shit online anyway. Why not be there?
It's ridiculous. And that Black Friday hours, there, you know, a lot of stores are opening at 5 a.m. or at 7 a.m., but it doesn't seem like they're opening in at like midnight or anything totally crazy.
So you're at your Thanksgiving dinner and 9 o'clock rolls around. You go home, but you don't go home. You go to Kohl's.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like weird,
right.
I think.
Not okay.
My mom used to do that. Okay, so we would all eat over my Aunt Nancy's house, and then all the moms used to get in one minivan and leave that night just to go Black Friday shopping growing up. So I used to sleep at my aunt's house after Thanksgiving dinner because our moms and dads would go Black Friday shopping after food and everything, and then they come pick up their kids, and then we'd all go home.
That is retail abandonment.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
So I'm 33, so maybe like for like 22 years.
Wow. See, I don't feel like Black Friday was a thing before about 15 years ago, but maybe I just didn't know.
No,
it
started in like the 90s.
Late 90s,
yeah.
I don't remember people leaving their Thanksgiving meals to go to work.
Well, like when Sam's Club became a real deal and like BJ's and Costco's went mainstream in major areas, that's when like things got crazy.
Full disclosure, I love to shop. I am the quintessential shopper. I will shop anywhere, anytime. I will find something to buy. But I just hate the idea of frenzy. I don't like crowds, and I don't like feeling like I'm being manipulated by, you know, they said I have to come in for a doorbuster at 4 a.m. It just seems excessive, and it seems not in the holiday spirit. So I'm happy to see that we're, like, chilling out on this.
Right.
Yeah. Amanda, as someone who devotes so much of her professional life to trying to recenter people on what's really important, like, what do you think about this?
I'm just glad they're closed on Thanksgiving. A lot of people in my family work at retail stores. So, you know, they're home and this is the first year they're going to be actually home for Thanksgiving. And that's amazing. But, you know, do you need that extra television at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, you can buy the television later in the day.
I know.
Online.
Right.
That internet thing that we're actually
Cyber Monday.
To us on. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for me...
Do we even need Cyber Monday anymore? Isn't every day Cyber Monday?
Yes.
I'll tell you, by the way, speaking of Cyber Monday, so obviously we're all doing lots of online shopping. And 2 years ago, a friend shared this idea with me that made me incredibly happy. And I've been doing it ever since, which is that during the holidays, I leave a cooler and a box outside of my steps with a sign for all the delivery people. And I stock it with snacks every day, with cold water and snacks that they can take. And, like, they're so grateful. They're so grateful.
We do that actually in the summer with our mailman too. Because
it's so hot. Yeah.
And we have a cooler with ice out front.
That's really
nice.
So,
you know, if he needs a Gatorade or a water, you know, he can just grab it.
It's like one of those things that I just, not that it's such a huge deal that I did, I just didn't think of it. Like, it just wasn't, I don't know, it was not on my radar. And someone suggested it. And I said, oh, that's such a nice thing. And it's really nice for people who are working hard, you know, making deliveries to feel like, oh, I'm grab a candy bar, bag of chips or something. And I try to leave some healthy stuff too for them.
How long would that last on Staten Island?
Like a second. It's different when you're not in the city.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot more work for the delivery people when you're not in the city.
True.
Because they're like walking all the way up my walk. I mean, it's like a lot of work, mm-hmm. especially if they're big boxes.
All right. Well, we're going to wish all our listeners a fabulous Thanksgiving. We'll get back to that after the break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Matt.
We are back.
We're back.
Amanda, we're back.
Hey.
Is she still with us?
She's still here.
Amanda's She's still here.
So, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to talk about, like we have this podcast, we have to talk about what are we doing with the whole COVID vaccine Thanksgiving situation?
This would be specifically under the circumstances in which some family members are not vaccinated, right?
Which is hard. I'm actually very grateful that it's not an issue I have to personally deal with because everyone in my family is vaccinated. So I don't have to be like, oh, what about Uncle Bob? You know, he's an anti-vaxxer. Right. Because in my life, the family members who are unvaccinated also
are no longer family members.
Indeed, because they're also on the wrong side of every issue. So yes, we got rid of them long before the vaccine was available.
The purge.
Yeah. So it was like sort of, you know, people are like, oh, everything is political these days. I'm like, no, you know what? It actually helps because then you can just cut a whole bunch of people out.
Right.
And it doesn't even matter which issue was the
Amanda's nodding on the radio, by the way. She's agreeing with us.
But yeah, I mean, the thing is not everybody's in that situation, right? Like people may have some family members who can't get vaccinated, maybe who aren't old enough or who have other health issues or whatever the issue is. Not every single person is vaccinated. And what do you do? Because, of course, no one wants anyone to get sick.
Can you imagine trying to enforce a rapid test proof of negative just to come to a Thanksgiving dinner?
I absolutely know people who are doing that.
Really?
Oh, my
gosh. I absolutely know people who are doing that. Yeah.
Wow.
But see, that to me is something that is fantastic because if you really are trying to keep the risk low, it's completely non-invasive. It's using technology to its best use, right? And it's allowing people to say, hey, this is a risk. Let's do what we can to mitigate it. And like, let's just check that everybody's okay. I think it's great, honestly. I mean, I know it might make people feel uncomfortable for someone to say, hey, would you get tested before you come to my house? But if you look at the flip side, you know, someone has COVID, let's say, and doesn't know that they have it and then goes to a holiday dinner and infects everybody there and then kills, you know, grandma who is 96 and immunocompromised. That person wouldn't want to do that. So if the whole thing could have been avoided with a simple test, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? To me, one of the things the CDC guidelines or guidance, I should say, that's out there is like, well, maybe have people wear a mask, which I feel like is ludicrous in the context
of stupid to wear a mask.
No one's going to do that.
Like have it on the couch, take it over the table.
Asking people to do that is definitely going to piss them off. It's kind of like if you don't feel comfortable enough to have them in your house unmasked, perhaps the answer is don't have them or don't go.
Right.
But I think, you know, I see this happening with lots of friends of mine because my family members are all vaccinated, but friends of mine have family members who are not vaccinated. And then it becomes this really awkward thing where it's kind of like, you know, do you tell people that they can only come if they're vaccinated or do you...
Well, people can lie. You're going to force, you know, cousin Ned to show you his CDC card.
But I'll tell you, you know, one of the things on the CDC list is to say, well, you know, what you can do is you can get a booster shot if you're eligible to do that. And for me, that's what helps me not have to like deal with every single person. I said, look, I got a booster shot. Everyone in my family got a booster shot. We're as protected as we could be. So that allows us to feel some degree of safety, even though, of course, there's still a risk, but it allows us to feel a degree of safety.
But the dynamic is very different this year because last year there were no vaccinations yet.
Right.
So everyone was at their own risk and there was a different level of judgment and scrutiny that we don't necessarily need to have today because we now have science.
Right.
Where we didn't have science last year. Like kind of how we predicted there'd be a baby boom, but there was a baby bust, and a divorce boom, and there was a marriage win.
Right.
Like, are we going to forecast the end of families as we know it in January? Or are we going to see like people actually wound up getting along and there were less, you know, people getting hit with a bat over the head because they did something stupid during Thanksgiving?
Wouldn't that be nice if that's what happened, that everybody got along better because of whatever, because they realized that when they're in person and not on Facebook, it's less
dramatic.
It's less dramatic.
What is this real life in which you speak?
People realize like, oh, you know, maybe it's not such a big deal when we're together. I mean, maybe that's, I would love to see if that's the outcome.
Right.
But I mean, I also know a lot of people who have young children who either have only gotten one shot or some that are too young.
Under five. Yeah.
Under five. And they're really put in a tough position.
Right.
By family members who refuse to be vaccinated and they expect them to just put their kid at risk. And, you know, they're kind of like, well, what do I do? Do I offend my relative or do I protect my kid to the extent that I think is necessary? It's a tough position. And
just put them in the garage.
Just send the food in like through the the bank deposits.
Make a long-term feeding tube, you know.
Mashed potato. Well,
slide it into the door. Here you go.
Those kids under five aren't eating the mashed potatoes. They're eating Uncrustables. Right. So.
Use the drones. We got drones these days.
We do have drones.
You can deliver your Thanksgiving meal.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What's the thing that you're most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving this year?
Are you allowed to eat everything? Are you on like all the fabulous stuff we deal with under the hood? You have restrictions?
Well, I do have restrictions if I don't want to be in the bathroom for 3 hours after eating.
That's so much fun, though.
I know.
Yeah. Does that mess up your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, not really. I eat a lot, but, you know, it's not like spicy foods, different spices. Like, I just found out I'm allergic to sunflower oil, so I can't use that in any of food. But I'm most looking forward to eating probably some really yummy collards, collard greens.
Oh, really?
That's not even on my menu, though. I love
you
a good
collard.
You
went healthy on this one.
I always try to eat healthy. I mean, you know, second chance at life. Why destroy my body?
Oh, what a nice attitude.
She's shaming us.
I'm
25 years out. I'm on borderline of like, happy I'm alive, but I like marshmallows.
You know what? I like marshmallows too. Yeah. There is a balance, but maybe not 10, one or two.
Yeah, because my favorite thing to eat is always the bag of marshmallows.
The bag of marshmallows?
That is supposed to go on the sweet potato pie, and I eat them.
That's so bad. That's not even food.
No, it's just foodish.
It's worse than Uncrustables.
It is worse than Uncrustables.
Yeah, but there's no supply chain issues
That's true.
With marshmallows.
No, there's like thousands and thousands of bags of marshmallows.
There's
in the
an
store.
Endless supply of marshmallows.
Yes, there is.
Oh my God. I'm looking forward to eating I make a... like a several tier sweet potato issue with
of course you do.
Pecans and also marshmallows.
And I'm not coming. Why?
You should totally come. Yeah. There's plenty of food.
All right, next year.
You have to deal with my family,
okay,
though. Yeah, we're a lot.
You're nothing.
We're a lot. I'm not the loud one.
No. Well, when you're not the loud one, yeah, I've experienced this percent too.
I like the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's good too.
Do you know what I'm going to make? I'm going to make boozy pumpkin bourbon milkshake.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to call my wife now and cancel going to my in-laws.
Indeed. I might have to come over.
Right. I'm all about a signature cocktail.
Yeah. But I attest, she's a legitimately amazing cook.
Have you ever had my food?
Yeah, once.
When?
Band camp. No, you. There was like a smorgasbord after like a sing rehearsal.
Oh, my God. Like
at your house.
You're talking about like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I have developed so much.
In the dance studio.
Yes.
You had a dance studio in your basement.
We did have, yes.
You catered like from the kitchen upstairs.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, I actually wanted to bake something to bring in here today, but I didn't have time.
Okay, fine.
But I know. But listen, you'll put in your orders. I'll bring you some marshmallows. It'll be great.
I'll take two milkshakes, please.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Last item. And this was just discovered today.
Tell me.
There's a website. I love the website. It's called whatthefuckjusthappened.com. It launched when Trump took over because, like, everything was what the fuck is going
on. Indeed. Because yes. You don't even have to describe why.
But whatthefuckjusthappened.com today, number one story, the number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths in 2021 has officially surpassed the 2020 death toll. And this freaks me out because It means that in the year of vaccines, more people died than in the year without vaccines.
But let's talk about the amount of months, right? Because COVID really started to become a thing March. In the U.S. in March. So that was month. So that's 9 months of 2020. And then we're on 11.
And the vaccines kind of rolled out in February this year.
Right. So it's kind of like you have to think more about before vaccines and after vaccines. That would be a more.
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't like it. But I just feel like, can we be done with the death tolls? It's right. So like,
I mean, the cases we're okay with because 99% of them are just like people finding out that they're positive and nothing's wrong with them.
Right, right.
The because hospitalizations now, are down. The new, what was it, the Merck pill they're making now? Soon?
Right, right. For treatment.
For treatment.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Which is that's really important. It's that we very rarely even hear about that in the news. Maybe because the death stuff is, and the vaccine stuff is so much more.
Well, death kind of cells.
Death cell, and then controversy cells.
Right.
Whereas treating it is like, yeah, of course you're going to treat it and we're all happy about it. So there's nothing to report.
But you know what good things sell?
Tell me.
Onesies. Allure modeling onesies for the NFL. Those sell really well.
They do, though. It's just so bizarre. I don't know how my career took me here, but yes. Here we are. But here we are. So, yeah, there's that.
Yes. Sorry. So final thoughts here.
Final thoughts.
Get vaccinated, please, if you haven't.
Yes, if you can.
Get if you're booster, allowed. If you your doctor allowed. Says it's yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean,
everything's asterisk. Everything's asterisk.
And you know what? And the thing is, get vaccinated so that if you have a loved one who cannot, then you're protecting them and enough of this how Bingo. Like you don't need it or whatever, like do it for someone else. And hey, it's the spirit of giving, right? God damn it.
It's there you the go. Time. Happy Thanksgiving.
It is fuck the, baby nice.
It is the time for
you
being
goddamn
thankful.
Assholes.
Amanda said we should be thankful for life and think about that when you're buying your flat screen TV.
And not getting trampled on Thanksgiving Day.
Guys, please, please just do not get trampled on.
Well, TVs are lighter than they used to be. Imagine
they
like
are much lighter.
The CRTs when we grew up.
We couldn't have done that with like the ones with the console. 120
pound. Yeah.
The ones that had the cabinet the built around it.
TVs, the big ones.
The furniture, television furniture.
What would it have been when we were kids that people would have like stormed the
cabbage
store
Cabbage Patch
for?
Kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Staten Island, as are you. So I, of course, had a hot Cabbage Patch Kid. Because that is the Staten Island way.
Yeah, yeah. Off the back of a truck.
Off
cabbage
the
patch
back
kids.
Of a truck every time.
Yeah. At Danino's, just pull up or
100%
by Ralph's.
Like I didn't get to pick what it looked like, but it was going to be free because it was on right. The back of a truck.
Oh, and total shout out. Like this is relevant to just today's show. SNL did a great skit this past weekend.
Oh my God.
About,
it was so good.
About with Mark Cohen because I'm walking in Staten.
Yep.
Pete Davidson for the fucking win. He's my wife's cousin, by the way.
Stop it.
Pete Davidson is Jessica's second cousin.
You no laid, way.
It's true.
You laid this on me today?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a true story.
Wow.
That's amazing.
He's so cool. Yeah.
He's super cool.
He's awesome.
Walking in Staten.
Is he coming for Thanksgiving?
We got to get him.
Oh my God. Get him on the fucking
okay.
Show.
I want to come too then.
All right, fine. He's on my list. Don't worry.
I mean, Jesus, Matt.
Well, Pete Davidson, clearly Pete Davidson listens to this show.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for including those turkeys. I thought that was a stroke of genius.
The turkeys were the best part.
The turkeys and the deer.
Yeah, well, you talked about the deer last time.
The deer are the great. Yes, I did. Bringing it all home.
Yes. Elora has her whole backyard is full of deer.
Mine too.
That are infected with COVID.
No. Deer, you have to be careful. Deer can spread the COVID.
I heard that.
I know.
Wasn't like the mad cow disease coming back in deer or something?
And something like
mad
that.
Mad deer disease?
Mad deer. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, but they're so cute.
I know. Yeah, I they know. Are. Yeah.
All right. On that note. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Elura.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
And for all of you listening out there in listener land, we wish you peace and love and potentially no safety conflicts with your family dynamics for Thanksgiving and a lovely weekend.
Peace, love, and marshmallows, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And your bourbon slurpy things.
Yeah, bourbon slurpees.
Bourbon,
they
pumpkin.
Help you get through the family.
Yum.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back next week, folks. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
That's all for now. If you like Facts On, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Tell us your shit show of a healthcare story by leaving a message for us at 855-AUDIO-66, and we might just use it in a future show. Vax On is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producer is Brianna Seely. Our hosts are Matthew Zachary and Allura Nanos. It is recorded, mixed, and edited by Brianna Seely. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. That's media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.